And opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLAV.
This is Gambling with an Edge with Bob Datzer and Frank Nealon. Frank is the author of The Secret World of Video Poker Progressives, available at his website, ProgressiveVP.com, and is a former manager of the largest Las Vegas progressive slot team and has over 20 years of gambling experience. Bob Datzer is the best-known video poker player and writer in the country today, with more books than we can mention. Bob's won more than $1 million during a six-month period and has taught video poker at several casinos. To check out Bob's products, visit BobDancer.com. So if you're a Vegas local or are planning a trip here, this is one show you don't want to miss, because we'll be teaching you how to gamble with an edge. Now, here's Bob and Frank.
Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. This is Bob Dancer along with Frank Nealon.
Hello.
Tonight's guest is going to be George Maloof, who is one of these bigger-than-life Vegas personalities, and we're excited about having him on.
Very excited.
Last week, we spoke about a situation where Frank got a Good Samaritan Award, where somebody left $2,000 in a machine, and Frank basically cashed it out, put it in his pocket, waited till the guy showed up, which is about 15 minutes later,
25.
And said, don't worry, we have it, here it is. So somebody sent in an email and saying, has Frank ever left money in a machine or somewhere? And so Frank says, huh, yeah. Interesting. Why don't I check? What'd you find out?
Well, apparently, you know, thinking if anyone could leave money in a machine, they were wondering if maybe I had done something similar. So they went to the Nevada Unclaimed Property site. This is all without my knowledge, you know, before I knew anything. Put my name in and found out that, yes, in fact, in 1992, I had neglected to claim a $4,000 award from Sam's Town.
It's just pocket change.
Well, it was a very busy month. I believe I actually talk about this month in my book. It was I called it the November to Remember, which my mother coined that phrase.
Uh-huh.
There was the Cash is King promo at the Rio. You mentioned that in your $1 million video poker, right?
Yes, I played that a lot. Were you in the first 4 days and people who got kicked out?
I was in the first 4 days, but I didn't get kicked out because I was an employee of the Rio.
Okay.
Anyway, so there was that. There was the Texas misprint, which was they wanted to say double on four nines, but instead they said double on four of a kinds. And for like 2.5 days, I played the more for fours. Well, I guess it would now be called bonus poker deluxe.
Bonus poker deluxe. And 400 coins per.
Yeah.
And if they're doubling that, that's a real nice play.
Yep. I got 29 four of a kinds and never hit a royal, and it really didn't matter.
Well, the key is, you know, some of the slot directors at that point goes, we know we made a mistake. The only thing we can do now is take a long, long time to pay them off. So you have as many machines as you have, all the lights are on, and you have all these four of a kinds going,
mm-hmm.
and they're slowly paying you off, and you get paid off eventually.
But I actually started tipping $50 per pay.
That speeds things up.
And amazingly, I got very good service.
Yeah. Go figure.
So anyway, that month was also the Sam's Town Marathon. Now, for people out there that don't know what a marathon tournament is, whoever plays the most wins. And this was the month that they had been doing it where you could have a partner. But this happened to be the time that they decided you couldn't have a partner. So I had to do a 72-hour stretch without interruptions by myself on two machines. And it's where I set my, like, hand speed record for 3 days of continuous play.
And you must have beaten the competition by a factor 2-1 or something.
Yeah, apparently I could have walked out after the first day and still won.
Yes. 3-1, okay.
But I didn't know that at the time. So I pushed and tried to stick a really big number up there and just overkilled it to the nth degree. Well, you couldn't pick up the money right at the end of the tournament because the results weren't in. You had to pick it up at the end of the month. And apparently I just spaced it.
So now you have $4,000 waiting for you at Sam's Town.
$4,000, yep.
Oh, that's good.
And as a direct result of somebody hearing the story about me giving somebody else their money back, and I think that is so cool.
It is. Usually no reward, no good deed goes unpunished. This one, good deed went rewarded. This is
rewarded and by a factor of 200%. I found and returned
something
2000.
Wrong with karma. Karma is supposed to punish you.
And
for
I got
this.
4,000 back.
The World Series of Poker is going on. And so Wednesday, and the main event's the only one going on now. And Wednesday, everybody took time off because they were afraid of Frank and me. They had a media tournament, and by virtue of the fact that we had Nolan Dalla on the show a month or so ago, who is the media director of World Series of Poker, Frank and I got to enter into a media-only Texas Hold'em event. There were 130 people. The prizes went nine deep. Ninth place, these are pretty good. Ninth place was a DVD of a Rounders movie. Eighth place was two World Series of Poker t-shirts. And so anyway, you get an idea. Except first place was iPad 2. And second place was a flat screen TV or something. And an Xbox 360. And then it dropped off pretty good. Anyway, nobody was in it for too much, too serious. Frank and I have a lot of experience. Between us, we've had one tournament before, and that was Frank. So this is, I won't tell you how many I had. If you can't figure it out, this show's too tough for you. We start out at the same table. Frank made a mistake really early on, which taught me. I could have made the mistake later, but since he made it first, then it saved me because I didn't know. Somebody before him had bet $500. And so he puts out a $1,000 chip. And so I'm assuming he bet $1,000. And he's assuming he bet $1,000. But it comes around, and if you don't say raise or $1,000 or some such,
they give you change.
Then all it is he's just, he called the bet of $500 and is waiting for change. So it's like there was a little mix up there. I was at four tables. Three of them had a lady named Annie Duke, who's going to be on our show in 3 weeks. And so I told her I was really looking forward to interviewing her.
She looks pretty good for a mother of four, too.
She has four teenagers. She looks very good. And she had no idea who I was. She had no idea that she's going to be on the show. She goes, did you clear it with Heidi, who's her girl? And I go, yep. She goes, I'll be there. I'm really looking forward to it. I was going, yeah, I can tell. Anyway, she had a bounty on her. Which means if you knock her out, you get a prize, which yesterday was headphones. And so having somebody with the bounty on them at your table is good because the headphones were worth probably more than fifth place was worth in the tournament.
Incidentally, I looked up the hand. Well, you know, of course, she went all in against me. Everyone else dropped out of the hand, and it was just her and I playing. And to get rid of the suspense, she did knock me out of the tournament. But I looked up the hand that we were both playing, and apparently I had about a 50-50 chance of winning that.
Yep, it's.
I didn't play wrong.
I agreed. There's a lot of, and you know the hand I was knocked out on was, I played perfectly as well. It was interesting. Late in the tournament, Annie goes all in with Queen Jack, although we didn't know what she had offsuit. So somebody else said he had an ace-10 suited, which is a better hand. And his decision was he would go call her all-in bet if he had her covered. Because if he had her covered meant that if he won the hand, he'd get a headset because she had a bounty on her head. So he had her covered by $500 or something. So he went all-in, and then Annie just slaughtered him by, you know, just sitting back and smiling. Came out two more queens and a jack on the... On the flop, so she flopped a full house.
Oh my!
Really showing off here. So and you know the guy's just in full mumble. He had you know one chip left, so he went all in on the next hand. But oh well.
I was pretty happy with the whole thing. I would have felt bad if I'd gotten kicked out of the tournament on an error. But when I went and looked up the odds on what I had versus what she had, and I saw that it was about a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, and it's like, and you didn't know what she had. So
I was patting myself on the back. So.
Yeah, I didn't second guess your play at all, and
we got Mr. Maloof, which I'm super super excited about coming on in just a moment. You better get your commercials out.
Okay, I can do that. I'm actually not going to do a Palms commercial tonight. partly because...
Well, he's going to be on the show for a half hour, and the closing's all about the Pones.
Our show close is, in fact, a Palms commercial.
And my article this week on LVA.com was on Palms, and as will be the next week, so I'm going to stiff them on commercials. Here we go.
All right.
South Point has more than 10,000 video poker games, returning more than 99%. This is more than anybody else anywhere in the world. Most local players on South Point's mailing list received a postcard entitling them to $40 per week for 4 weeks in July. Come in Friday or Saturday, download $15. If you do that, you come in the following Monday through Thursday to download $25. This is one extra trip per week, but not two, because you would normally be coming in to pick up your free play anyway. These are good deals for the player. And you get them if you're on their list. So if you're not on their mailing list, might be smart to get on it. And when you do play there, don't pick up the minimum and don't hit and run. At certain times in the past, they have looked for hit and run artists and they don't get the next offers. My next semester free video poker class at the South Point will be happening the last Wednesday in August. So that's still a month and a half away, and it's going to be in a new location at South Point. It's going to be in the Grandview Lounge, which is as far south as you can go, rather than in the showroom, and we're looking forward to that. Silicone. I don't know what I'm thinking of. Silverton.
Apparently my thoughts were straying there for a moment.
Yeah, Frank's thought patterns are
I'll take the heat on that one. Sorry, folks. It was entirely my fault.
All right. So stop thinking about those things.
Okay.
Okay. Silverton has a brand new seniors drawings on Mondays. The drawings are held at 1 p.m. and 6 p.m., and each drawing yields 50 winners. The winners get $50, and they draw a ticket thing out of a bucket, actually out of a trash can. And there's a multiplier. Usually the multiplier is 1x, but it can be 2x, 3x, up to 10x. So you can earn as much as $500 per time at each of the drawings. They also have a daily gas promotion. You earn 500 or more points. You put your hand into a gas can, draw up a card. Usually gives you $5 free play, which is a 1% on the 500, but sometimes it's more. I've received usually $5 free play and occasionally $10 in gas. There are bigger gas cards, up to $100 in gas cards, but I have not received those. I will not make a special trip for those, but if I'm going to be there playing, picking up free play anywhere, I will definitely play it off. 1% bonus is good just for playing their games there. Also, every Tuesday, there's a free slot tournament, and you get one entry for free, and you can earn additional entries by playing. There's a progressive, so if you get high enough, I think it's over 25,000 points, and you have played a sufficient amount, then you get the progressive amount, which will go up to $2,500. So it's worth a shot, and if you're over 25,000 points, by all means, go in and play whatever's required, because that's good. Next week, we're going to have Bill Zender. Bill Zender is the author of Casinoology and Casinoology 2. I can't imagine what his next book is going to be called. But he has worked for casinos.
It's going to be entitled The Great Zorbo. No, Casinoology. I just made that up.
Good. And he works for the management side of the casino business. And his books are well worth studying by players in kind of a reverse engineering mode. So if you understand how the managers are thinking and making their decisions, then it is easier to adjust to those as a player. All of us need to keep in mind that this is a jungle where each side is trying to get the advantage. And if players are getting too much advantage, casinos are going to adjust. And if players know what the casinos are doing, then the players will adjust. In 2 weeks, I'm going to let Frank talk about that. And in 3 weeks will be Annie Duke.
I'll announce my guests for the 28th show at the end of the show.
All right. And we're also going to talk about the end progressives.
And we do have Mr. Maloof online.
So let's talk about Mr. Maloof. The Maloof family has owned casinos in Colorado and then in Las Vegas for about 20 years. George Maloof is the family member with the most hands-on responsibility to run these casinos. The Fiesta Casino in North Las Vegas was opened by the Maloofs in 1994. Claiming to be the Royal Flush capital of the world, the casino was an excellent place to gamble, although the amenities were bare bones. I taught my first series of free classes there in 1997, thank you very much, George, and taught regularly there as long as the Maloofs owned it. When it was sold to Station Casinos in 2000, along with Santa Fe at the same time, my published remarks at that time were that the video poker in the northwest section of Las Vegas was going south. I have no reason to take those words back. The Maloof opened up the Palms in 2001, which combines a mixture of good gambling and high-end restaurants and nightclubs. I still remember the grand opening media party where they had men and women painted as palm trees. Their entire outfits consisted of thongs and paint. I still think about that.
Sorry,
sometimes.
I missed that one.
There have been a couple of expansions at the Palms, including Palms Place, which opened up right as the housing market in Las Vegas and elsewhere was taking a dump. This led to some financial problems for the Maloofs, which we'll talk about. The Palms remains one of my favorite places to play, and we're happy they're a sponsor for the show. George Maloof, welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Ah, yes. Definitely our pleasure.
Great to finally get a chance to talk to you. Should I call you Mr. Maloof, George, or Your Excellency?
You got to call me Mr. Maloof.
Mr. Maloof,
sir. All right. So, Mr. Maloof, sir. Less
than
a month
ago. Call me George.
Okay.
Less than a month ago, you recapitalized the Palms by partnering with two private equity firms. One of the partners also owns part of Harrah's, now called Caesars Entertainment. The possibility of Palms becoming a Harrah's property scares the hell out of most low and limit players. They see banks of full pay deuces wild going bye-bye. Please say this ain't so.
Well, you know, that was a rumor that started when one of my partners, TPG, first started looking at the Palms as a debt holder probably a year and a half ago. And I could never really comment on that rumor because it was just a rumor. And you know, Gary Loveman is a very good friend of mine, and I have lots of friends at Caesars, so I have a lot of respect for their company. But
you have more respect than the players do.
There's no truth to it at all. The Palms has its special place. It has its special meaning, you know, you can't change that, and we don't plan on changing that.
Starting off the interview with some good news. That's great.
Yes, we are happy.
All right. So you recently changed presidents at the Palms, although maybe the public thinks you're the president. So from the perspective of the players, will this change in presidents have any effect on things going forward?
Well, I've always had a president that works with me, so it's not a change for me. The new president is Joe Magliardetti, Joe Mag, who recently was at the Hard Rock and who's been on board about a month. And I can tell you he's doing fantastic. He's very focused and gets up early, stays late, and works really hard. And glad to have him aboard. So, again, you know, are things going to change? There'll be some changes. We'll change some things for the better. You know, Joe's got a lot of great ideas, and, you know, that's what's good when you have somebody new that comes on board. You know, you can focus on things that maybe you hadn't focused on before. So
I heard he had everyone get rid of their ties.
Yeah. I had everybody get rid of their ties. I never wore a tie, so I didn't have to get rid of mine. But,
well, he would not likely try to enforce a dress code on you anyway. At the Hard Rock and when he was there, he had a right-hand man named Rick Strafella. Is Rick going to be part of your team?
Not at this point. I know Rick, and he's a good man, but I don't think at this point – But you never know. He's a very talented man, and you know, if there's a place for him, you know, maybe. But I would say at this point, no.
Okay. Bob's going to be asking most of the questions on gambling, but having grown up a movie producer's son, I was particularly interested in your TV and movie career. I just watched, actually, it was very funny, your 2000 movie Feast. And I also watched that pig commercial you did. It was just hilarious. What was your movie producer experience like, and do you have any plans to continue it?
Well, it's funny you ask. Just yesterday, I've been approached by a producer, a very well-known producer, to do a reality show. Can't tell you what it's based on, but it's kind of an interesting thing that I might consider doing because it's very it fits right in with the Palms, and it wouldn't take up too much of my time, and it might be interesting for the people to watch. I've turned down, you know, 50 of them, but this one is kind of intriguing, so. Who knows? We're just in the beginning stages, and maybe it'll happen.
We had that Real World suite there before thing. That was
We had the Real World. We've done all kinds of reality shows, but this one is based on me and a couple of members of my family. So a little different. The other ones were based on people that stayed at the Palms. This is kind of something a little different. So we'll see. You know.
It's good to hear you're keeping your hand in it. I really did think that was for a comedy B movie. That was I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, that piece is funny.
Right down to when they were driving away in the sunset and the car broke down.
See,
very, very cute.
Your family have been owners of professional sports teams for some time. What would you estimate are the chances that Las Vegas will have a professional basketball team in, say, the next 10 years?
I think the chances are almost 100%, I would say.
Really?
I think it's going to happen. I think that, you know, we're getting through this, you know, the Great Recession here, what I call almost a depression, what's happened to Las Vegas in the past 3 years. It's been brutal. We're not out of it by any means, but we're crawling a little bit out of it. I think when somebody builds an arena, a team will follow quickly. And I know there's a lot of proposals and there's a lot of people that think that can happen, but it's going to be tough under the economy right now. But if the economy changes a little bit and, you know, somebody is truly focused on it, then we'll have an arena and we'll have a team probably within a year to 2 years after that. I would say that is a strong possibility.
Oh, that's good news for sports fans in this
town.
Now, the Palms is Las Vegas's best combination of being a hip place to be with top-rated restaurants, nightclubs, and concert venues, while at the same time being a very decent place to gamble for both the low rollers and the high. People who visit during the daylight hours are both older and less cool than the people who show up later at night. Kind of like this radio show, and for people who can't figure it out, I'm not the young, cool one. Now, how have you been able to juggle this particular combination?
You know, I've gotten that question asked to me many times. First of all, I think the people during the day are just as cool as the people at night.
Thank you, George.
They mean as much to the property or even more so than the people at night. The way we did it was by design, and how we strategically placed certain amenities at certain areas to keep a collision from happening. And you know, it's worked. It's had its challenges, but you know, people get used to it, and you know, by the time you know evening rolls about, you know, we don't have the big heavy slot counts that you'll find at station properties or coast properties on the weekends, because most of our slot players kind of get it out of their system earlier during the day, and then they leave the property to
go home and go to bed. Yes.
Much younger crowd, so that plays out pretty well.
Yeah, if you come in at night, you have to put up with all these half-dressed girls, and it's just terrible.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can't stand that, Bob. Yeah, I have noticed that things are positioned very well. The only time that didn't work was at the AVN Awards when they had the line across the, you know, the red carpet. And there were these three little old ladies trying to get across the casino. And I actually had to stop and help three little old ladies cross the porn line, which I thought was kind of cool. Anyway, there was a turning point in my mind when I decided that the Palms was the place that I really wanted to hang out. So I'll just tell you about it. I'd just gone to a concert at, we'll call it another property. And basically, security treated me like a potential terrorist. I mean, even to the point of, like, patting me down, emptying your pockets, wanding you. It was ridiculous. 2 days later, I went to REO and Def Leppard at the Pearl. And the only interaction that I had with security was a big smile and a friendly, enjoy the show. This has not been an isolated incident. Everyone at the Palm seems to be happier, more relaxed than other, you know, at the other casinos I frequent. Is this a happy accident, or is it actually a result of policy?
Well, it's definitely not a happy accident. I spend a lot of my time at the Palms, so I'm aware of...
Yes, you're on the floor all the time.
I'm on the floor all the time. I know the majority of my staff, and, you know, they know my vision. They understand that, you know, sometimes we have a bad day, and it's tough to smile, but you got to do it. And, you know, I'm just lucky that I have 2,000 employees that try real hard and to care and take pride in the Palms. And it shows, and, you know, we're not perfect, and from time to time we have to discipline people, but overall we have an exceptional staff, and I'm very proud of them.
Well, I couldn't concur more, and, you know, it's the little things that have really highlighted for me. I called another casino a few days ago to talk to my slot host, and very, very businesslike, you know, hello, Mr. Nealon, what can I do for you today? When I call my slot host at the Palms, I get a, hey, Frank, how you doing? What's going on this week? It's, you know, now, granted, that might not be as businesslike, but I'll tell you what. If I, you know, I mean, it shows. It really does show. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Here's a complaint.
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
At the Palms, most of the slot and video poker machines lock up at $1,000.
Right.
So this requires a hand pay. Most other casinos, if you get a $1,000 royal, you just keep playing because it's not taxable. Now, most players hate this. It wastes a lot of time. It creates an unnecessary tip or be made to feel awkward moment. And unless it was you, whoever instituted this policy has moved on because you've changed over key personnel in these departments. Right. So why does this continue at the Palms?
Well, it's probably not going to continue.
That's more good news. This is a good news radio show.
You know, when we first opened, we started doing that, to be honest with you. And some of our employees got used to it, and it was just kind of a tip, you know, thing, and it didn't really bother me too much, and then we stopped doing it because it did start bothering me because I didn't feel that was right, and then we had some issues with some of the employees, and they kind of talked me back into it, and then so
they wanted the tips.
We started doing it again, and we're going to go back the other way now. So I'll probably have happy customers and maybe some not so happy employees for a bit. But I think you have to remember that we're here for the guest, and we need to make it as easy as possible for the guest, and that's why we're here. So that will be changed.
There are some high denom machines where things like a dealt full house would be a $1,000 jackpot.
Well, in the high limit room, that doesn't happen as much there. Right. I think.
Right.
The Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you have a PEW promotion, standing for play, earn, and win. That I really think you ought to change the name, because PEW is pronounced pew, and that sounds like dog doo doo. But other than that. I think PEP, for play earn at the Palms, would be much go for a pep award. That sounds pretty exciting. Anyway.
That's actually a good idea, Bob.
Whatever you call it, it's the players earn points, and they're eligible to collect whatever's on the menu for the current month or the current half month. Sometimes it's stuff that players can't possibly get too much of, like Visa cards. And Shirley has an infinite capability to take more Visa cards. I'm just blessed with having a wife like that. Now, but frequently it falls into the category of casino crap. Like we can have Palms mouse pads, and maybe one is nice. You can have Palms keychain. Maybe one is nice. You can have very inexpensive stuff. Now, you do this instead of having double points or instead of having triple points. And many players would prefer double points to these PEW awards. And I suspect you can do it so that it's actually more profitable to you as a casino and more popular with the players. So I don't know if you want to specifically respond to this, but mainly I want to make a public request to please try this for both your sake and ours.
Well, here's the answer. First of all, Sherry Long, who's been with me
forever, day one.
Director of my marketing, vice president of marketing.
She came over with Jim Hughes, yeah.
I'm sure would take offense to the statement about crap.
How many Palms logo mouse pads does she think people want?
Well, I'll tell you what, here's the amazing thing about it. The things that we give away, people love. And when we try to, here's the thing, we'll go to double points, and we're just not a double point multiplier property. We've tried it. It doesn't do anything for our floor, and people like these, they like these gifts. So we always end up going back. I always tell Sherry, let's do the two times, Labor Day, three times Labor Day Monday, five times.
And Sherry overrules you.
She overrules me. Huh. We'll try it, and it's she'll come to me and say it didn't work. And it costs us more. It really costs us somewhat more. It depends on what prize it is.
I don't believe it costs more.
Prizes cost more. You're right. Prizes definitely cost more.
I can tell you what I've seen. I've done some of the player and win days. And when I went to check out my stuff from the line, I couldn't believe how many people are in line to get the things you were offering. So, clearly it does seem as though people like them.
Well, if you're giving it away for free, you're going to pick it up before you leave. But, like, the top prize, this is a Kodak camera. Now, it's a decent digital camera, but, Frank, you're a camera buff. Do you want a Kodak camera?
I played and got the camera, and I gave it to someone as a present.
Okay, but you had a chance to get six of them.
That's what happens a lot, Bob. Is that people play and they give it to their, it's a nice easy gift after playing and going home to your spouse and saying, hey honey, here's a nice gift I got for you.
Yeah,
it's not going to replace my brand new Nikon with triple lenses, but it's definitely a great giveaway.
But all of us, people who play at your casino also play at Gold Coast, Silverton, M, South Point, et cetera, et cetera, and we get casino gifts from all these places. So we all have a whole garage full of casino gifts. But anyway, you've answered the question. I don't.
All that too, quite frankly, we started all that stuff, and we our player base got so used to it. When we try to take it away, it doesn't work.
So no good deed goes unpunished.
I had a good question for you. Since announcing your interview, I've actually been bombarded with requests about this or that, right down to the items on the buffet menu. When I was asked these things, I kind of just replied, that I was sure you weren't involved in such level decisions. And then I actually learned that you did influence the buffet menu. For the record, what are the sort of things, daily decisions that come across your desk, and what aspects of your casino do you take a special interest in that might be considered unusual for a high-level executive such as yourself?
There's a lot of things that I'll take particular attention to. There's some things that I'll just leave it up to other people. The marketing part of it, I've always been particular about. Now that we operate our nightclubs, I spend a lot of time with that, which needs a lot of attention because it just you deal with lots of people and lots of challenges sometimes. The food and the buffet, you know, I set up the menu with the chef, and we try things, and he'll come up with me. You know, we're going to try some new things, you know, next month with hot dogs and hamburgers and, you know, just fun food. I'm involved in a lot of different areas because I'm there every day. And when you're there every day, you got to do something. And but I try
so
not.
So you make menu choices because you have nothing else to do? Is that what you just said?
No, it's because I have pride in it and I want to be part of it. And, you know, I understand every aspect of the business. I really do. I have a good feel for it all. You know, I there's nothing at that property that I don't understand. And I've just been doing it for so long that, especially when you make a change, you have a new person come in and they want to try something, you know, I want them to come see me and tell me why it's going to work. And then if we've tried it before and it hasn't worked, I'll tell them it's not going to work. So, you know, just involved. Just involved.
I never go to the buffet without having the tabbouleh salad, by the way. I love that.
Oh, it's great.
I think that's one of the only buffets in town that actually has tabbouleh salad.
Well, the M does, but the M tabbouleh salad isn't as good as the one at the Palms.
Oh, the one at the Palms is outstanding.
Yeah.
The M one.
As good as my girlfriend made at home.
The last fall, you had a video poker bingo promotion.
Right.
Where you had some free squares and you needed to, if you got certain four of a kinds, it filled in various things. It had nothing to do with bingo other than the shape of the card. Now, it started out way too loose, and then it got much tighter, and there were some people cheating on it. And
bad players, bad.
And they were scolded and punished and executed, I think. Well, maybe not. But the later versions were tighter and probably profitable to the casino because they were still very popular. Is there any chance these are coming back in the near future?
I'd like to have them come back. I thought it was a great promotion. I knew there was going to be some breakage. I knew there was going to be some of it. I didn't know there was going to be that much of it. So we had to make a bunch of changes to it. But the damn promotion was so popular. I'd like to bring it back. It brought in a lot of pros, no question about it. We had a huge coin-in days. We had some big win days, but we also had some low win days with huge coin in, which means the pros got you. But overall, I think I would do it again. It definitely needs to be controlled better. We're probably looking at something in probably first part of next year. Because this rest of this calendar, we don't have it scheduled, but I'd like Sherry to, and Todd Simons to put something together because I think people enjoyed it and it's fun and we just have to figure it out.
Good.
That's our job.
If he wants some input, have him. He knows my phone number. I actually have some ideas for him to try that out.
And I don't know how much it helped, but when I caught wind that people were actually cheating the promotion, I posted on the forums and scolded everyone for doing anything so reprehensible. I also recommended bringing back keel hauling as a punishment.
Keel hauling. Yeah. Waterboarding was my suggestion.
Ah.
Okay, good. Now.
Yeah, no, I noticed somebody told me you did post that, and I want to thank you. Because even though we have different opinions sometimes and we're on different sides, it's good to know that we support each other when things are being taken advantage of.
When you're doing something nice like that promotion, there's just no excuse for people trying to take even more advantage. I just think that's reprehensible.
And that's why you guys have been around and for so long.
All right. Appreciate the Palms used to have high-limit slot and video poker events or allow high-limit video poker players to participate in the normal promotions. Now every video poker machine in the high-limit room has a sticker on it that says, this machine not eligible for any promotion. This has eliminated a large portion of the high-limit video poker play at the Palms. You have the amenities to support such players, but you've instituted rules to do away with it. Is this a market you intend to re-enter?
I don't know yet. I think that every time we try it, we just get killed. And every time you know, we you know, it's the same players that win. It's the exact same players that win every single time when we let them participate in the high limit video poker area. But
he wouldn't be talking about any host of this radio show, would he?
No, but
he certainly isn't talking about me. I pay plenty slots.
Okay, good.
So it just you know, really it upsets our other guests and just does more damage. I'm not saying that there might be a way to look at it again, but it's just always, it's never worked. It's never really worked. Never really worked.
All right, that last question.
My last question?
You
want me to ask the last question?
Oh.
Okay.
Actually, no. Well, you can ask a regular question, and then you can ask your last question.
Okay. Let's see what you're doing. I'm sure that most people have no idea what it's really like to be George Maloof. Can you give us an example of just a typical day in your life? Not an exceptional one, just an average day.
Average day, I get up very early. Always have, my whole life, even if I'm out late. So I'm up early. I start my emails early. People start getting them from me early. I watch a little TV. Sometimes I work out, and I'm usually by the at the hotel between 8 and 9.
8? Wow, yeah. You do get up early.
Oh, yeah. I'll always have, just habitual. And then I'm there during the week to probably 6 or 7, and then every Friday and Saturday night I'm there till probably 2. 2 to 3.
You get there at 8 or 9 and stay until 2 or 3?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Friday and Saturday, sure do. And I come in Sunday afternoons. If we got nothing else going on, I'll come in and go to the Sunday brunch at Palm's place and
Simon's, uh-huh.
Get ready for the week. And I've been doing it the same way as when I owned the Fiesta, and same way it was when I owned the Central Palace Casino in Colorado. Just when you're single, there's benefits, and the benefits is you become you know, married to your job, I guess. So.
Wow, I know personally. I had no idea you worked that many hours.
Oh yeah,
that's very impressive.
It is,
especially with the phone. You know, now with your phones, we all work all the time, right? You know,
yeah.
You're gonna get an email on a Friday night. You're gonna respond to it. If I get a customer complaint on a Thursday night and I'm not there and someone emails me, I'm going to respond to it. So that's just the way it is. I don't wait till the next day. Never have.
Well, hard work has always been a recipe for success.
It sure is.
And it's impressive to hear that you do that. So here's my last question for you, George. If I went down to Parm's HR and put in an app, could I list you as a reference?
Absolutely.
Ah.
Outstanding. And would that help or hurt my chances of getting a job at the
I often wonder that.
George, thank you. We've asked you some tough questions. You didn't dodge them. Thank you very much. There have been a lot of people listening to this and looking forward to your answers. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you again. Our show closed tonight is a commercial I wrote for the Palms, and I'll make sure and get you a signed copy of my book and a CD with all a copy of the show on it.
Okay, I can tell you I've turned down in the last month every single interview, so which have probably been 30 or 40 to do live or on the radio or on TV, you know, since I've announced the recapitalization of the Palms. So this is my first one, and
wow.
Wanted to tell you that.
Is this have we ruined it for everybody else that now we hit you so hard that you can't do any other ones?
Maybe.
Oh dear. Thank you, George.
Thanks, George.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Cheers.
I've been really looking forward to this. This is he's been a special guy in my life since he helped me get started teaching, and I've known him for years, and I'm real glad he came on.
8 in the morning till 2.
Yeah, well, just some of the days is like only 8 to 8, so that's only half day. So,
I mean, there's Japanese people that don't work that hard.
Yeah, well, that's true. But 8 in the morning here is 8 at night there, so it's different.
I think a lot of people think that, you know, when you get that high up in casino management, that you're just busy off on the golf course, spending all the money you earn and not working. And that's apparently nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, it used to be when he was at the Fiesta, and probably still now, is in addition to those hours he was talking about, some of the times in the evening he would go check out the competition. He would be playing at other casinos.
We got some last-minute questions.
Good. So tell us about the M first. Make sure we don't forget the M commercials.
The M.
Quarter. M Quarter Bank. Super double bonus poker up to $2,400 and climbing. Bonus poker is up to $2,155. The double-double is up to $1,955.
So these are higher progressives than you're going to find anywhere else, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
what are the dollar progressives?
The dollars, actually, we got two over 10,000. The jacks are better, is up to 10,900. The joker is at 10,175. And the deuces was just approaching 9,000.
Mm, very good. The one of the nice things is they, we haven't really mentioned it, but the M has a senior drawing on Wednesday afternoon, so it's not for young folks like you, Frank, but for the rest of us, or at least 50.
Yeah, they, you accused me of being young and cool tonight. Young, what is cool wrong
and,
with you?
And I might have thrown in hip. I don't know what I was wrong.
Who are you, and what did you do with the Bob Dancer that I've come to know? And
yeah, the well, no. But the nice part about senior drawing is like it's they post the results a little bit after 4, and you have to 5 to collect them. And I think first prize is $1,000 and. The lowest end are food deals that goes down to $25, and then there's some food prizes. So 50 people get something, and you just so if you're playing these M progressives and you've are at least 50 years old, you might want to come back on Wednesday and check out if you've won something in the senior drawing.
I did a little checking, and it would appear as though this progressive at the M is the fastest moving progressive in the state of Nevada.
At 4%.
Yes, at 4%, there is nothing within a percent of it. And there's only one other progressive that I'm aware of that's 3%. And then from there, the next best thing I know of is 1.5%. So it's big.
The there were...
late question for George.
Yeah, Frank and I got several emails about, why don't you ask this question or that question? One guy said, how come... ask him why I didn't go in any mail anymore. And I go, well, we're not going to really get into the personal things. One guy asked, how come they slowed down the 9-6 Jacks or Better machines? They have a quarter 10 play, which are the loosest games eligible for the promotions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 99.5. And they used to be reasonably fast, and now they are very slow. And so people go, why? You go, they got to be making a lot of money on it because there's. I've seen people play double-double bonus, and it's a terrible double-double bonus pay schedule on there. And I think the answer, we didn't really ask George, but the answer is, first of all, they're not making money on it.
Nope.
The drawings, if you look at the people who win the weekly drawings are a big deal at the Palms. Probably $4,000 a week. It was given away to players who played exclusively those 9-6 jacks. So if you look at it, it's like $100 a day per machine was due to that one bank of machines. And so now players, if they want to get enough tickets to be in the drawings, scoot over to other ones, which are less good for the player, which is more valuable to the casino. If players just go, screw it, I don't want to play there anymore, which is certainly their right, then slot players will start winning the drawings, which as far as a casino is concerned, is good. Mm-hmm. If they can get slot players to play more, that's good for the bottom line. So the real reason they've slowed them down is they weren't making any money went at the current at the old speed.
Locked up with people that played too accurately. From a player's point of view, sure. It's a sad change, but from a casino's point of view, it's
players seem to think, well, if we're not, you know, if we only can get 99.8% out of it, including the slot club, then the casino must be making 0.2. No,
the drawings are huge.
Well, the drawings are huge. The mailers are huge.
The drawing is occasionally worth as much as 0.5, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
Easily.
Sometimes more. This month more, because they have it on three separate nights. The another question we got on this email, they go, well, back in 1994, the Fiesta Rancho, there was the loosest place in town, and they did all right, so why can't they make the Palms like that now?
Ooh, I got this one.
You got this one? What is the answer?
Because I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm going to say because it's not 1994 anymore.
Yeah, well, what has changed since 1994?
The quality of players.
Exactly.
Somebody has been out there. Well, this is the word I've heard on the street. Uh-huh. And he's been giving classes and teaching people how to play accurately. So the overall level of play has improved dramatically.
And to be sure, I'm one of the people who've done this. There are certainly...
You have done this?
Certainly other people who have written books like you. And, and you know, the VPP forum, there's a lot of information out there. So the level of players out there is considerably higher than it was in 94.
Yep.
And the another huge change is the other casinos are also tighter. It is one thing to be a really loose casino when there's several other reasonably loose casinos because it's spread out. But if you are the only really loose casino, then anybody with a clue is going to be at your house, and no casino can afford to do that.
No.
So it's kind of there's an advantage to being a looser than your competition, and the Palms definitely is that, as is the South Point, but that's different. But it's nowhere near as loose as in 94, and people who want to go back to those days. Aren't going to happen.
Time marches on, and the reason that they can't make the Palms into what the Fiesta was in 1994 is the same reason that they no longer teach people to stop, drop, and roll when in a nuclear attack.
Oh, good. And also, the Palms has significantly higher overhead than the Fiesta. Fiesta was a kind of a bare-bones place. This Tuesday at Samstown is my last class of this semester. 1 o'clock in the Red Rock Room. It is called Secrets of a Video Poker Winner. I've been teaching this class for a long time. If you haven't heard it, consider it. It's going to talk about money management themes. It's going to talk about dealing with the IRS. It's going to talk about which games to pick. So it is not a how to play the hands better, but it is what's the winning process? The value slot clubs and stuff.
In 2 weeks, I'm going to be having a solo show when you're away.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I would quickly tell you my guests are. Good. I've actually managed to get in contact with a fellow that's running a progressive team down in Australia, down under.
Bloomin.
Yep. He is an Australian version of the guy I used to work for. Sounds like he's a very, very funny personality. And he's actually purchased my book and has been implementing it and said, God, I wish I'd, you know, had this thing when I started my team.
Are you going to use an Australian accent when you talk to him?
I might.
A might.
Good eye, Bruce.
All right. So you have another guest on there?
Yes. And I'm also going to have Dr. McCowan on to talk about his new book for treating gambling addiction.
Very good. Are you going to be doing any instruments? Are we talking about that?
I'm probably also going to sing, and I'm probably going to also play the violin.
Uh-huh. He's going to really show off. That's it. That's good.
I might get naked.
I don't want that image. Anyway, everybody... Go out and hit lots of royal flushes, and
enjoy
we'll see
my
you next
commercial.
Week for Bill's Ender.
The following is a standard Gambling with an Edge comedy close. If anything that comes from the mind of Frank Nealon can be said to be standard and is not an approved Palms commercial.
Good morning, John. Have you given any thought to what we're doing today?
Why, yes, I have. I know how you think, so I've detailed what seems to be the best plan. If you could follow me over to the chalkboard.
You have a chalkboard? This must be one of the theme suites. What is this, like the hot for teacher room? I've seen the one with the indoor pools, the one with the bowling alley and the stripper poles, but this is new.
Oh, I had it set up. Anyway, if we add potential energy to the force needed to overcome inertia, convert to newtons, factor in a standard deviation from mean, being mindful not to violate the law of thermodynamics that energy can only be changed, not created or destroyed, then it appears that having a nice little breakfast buffet, hanging out at the pool, getting a massage in the spa, hitting the casino for a few, having dinner at either Nove, Nine, Alize, Simon, or Little Buddha, and ending our evening with dancing and moon would be our best course of action.
You have given this some thought. Well, look, I certainly appreciate all the work you've done on this, but we're in Vegas, baby. parting at the palms, I don't think we have to be logical.
The Palms, where you never need a reason to party. For an archived version of tonight's show, you can visit ProgressiveVP.com and BobDancer.com. The sponsors for the show are the M, the South Point, the Palms, and Silverton Hotel and Casinos, as well as the website VideoPoker.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next Thursday night at 7 for our next rigidly scheduled period of total spontaneity.
I'm Mark.
Listen up.
And I'm Jessica.
Word up.
And we're the Jerks.
Keep it real.
We've got the Jerk Show every Tuesday through Saturday right here on KLAV AM 1230.
Westside.
Listen every day and your life will be enriched.
With 10 gigawatts of radio waves that won't behave.
Or you'll go insane.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Yeah, that too. Midnight to 3 on the Talk of Las Vegas.
My name is Jeffrey Burke, and I'm the host of The Staying Healthy Show here on KLAV. The Staying Healthy Show is now on KLAV 10 times per week. 10 times for you to hear the best guest in the industry and learn about the best nutritional products available for your good health. You can hear my show weekday mornings at 8 and a new show again at 5. Both shows are drive time for your listening pleasure. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sundays. Wayne Rudolph built his store with three principles in mind: great products and selection, a knowledgeable staff, and memorable service every time you visit his store. Please tune into the Staying Healthy Show 10 times per week here on KLAV. I'm looking forward to chatting with all of you and helping you get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
Hey, it's Schnitt. Thrilled to be on the air in Las Vegas on KLAV 1230 AM, the Talk of Las Vegas. Join me every Monday through Friday from noon to 2 p.m. If you're tired of the same old blah, blah, blah talk radio in Las Vegas, then tune into the Schnitt Show. Las Vegans, if you want to hear a brand new, fresh opinion on conservative political talk, keep the dial locked in on 1230 AM KLAV or listen to me live online at KLAV1230AM.com.
Hi, this is attorney Malcolm Laverne, host of The Legal Hour, right here on KLAV. If you've been in a car accident, if you're thinking about filing for bankruptcy, if you've been arrested, or if you need a divorce, custody, or child support matter handled, please give me a call at 448-7981. Again, that's Las Vegas, 448-7981. The Laverne Law Group is a general service law firm.
The Legal Hour, Friday, 9 to 7, only on KLAV.
Hi, this is Dr. Annette. Join me every Sunday evening at 6:30 for The Shift, right here on KLAV, where we talk about health and the crazy things happening to your health freedoms. Remember, The Shift airs every Sunday evening at 6:30. For more information, archived shows, and links, visit drannette.com. Spell it all out, drannette.com.
Do you have kids that don't listen to you in the home where you almost want to pull your hair out as a parent? Do you have those teenagers you don't know what to do or how to get through to them and you're worried about them? Hi, my name is Matthew Cox with the Never Give Up Show every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. The Never Give Up Show talks about those topics dealing with young kids all the way up to your teenagers and how to motivate them and put those values back in your home. It's parenting made simple on the Never Give Up Show every Tuesday at 4 p.m.
Hi, this is Brad Snyder and Joanna McFarlane, new host of the radio program Our House, the Zip Realty Radio Show, every Wednesday at 11 a.m.
On this show, we will offer you insider tips on what you should know about the real estate market before you make your next purchase or sale. On Our House, we will talk all things real estate, from finding the right house, what loan is right for you, all the way down to home safety and decorations. We may be in Las Vegas, but when it comes to buying or selling a home, it shouldn't be a gamble.
Have your questions answered here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on Our House, the Zip Realty Radio Show.
This is Dr. Robert Earle. I'm a local dentist here in Las Vegas and have been practicing dentistry for 35 years. We want to invite you to join us every Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock for a new show called Dentistry Today with Dr. Robert Earl. We will be answering questions and talking about the latest technology in dentistry and giving you the answers to your questions about dental concerns.
Dentistry Today with Dr. Robert Earl, Wednesday afternoons at 4.
Hello, this is Robin Zanner.
Hello, this is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick for Rad.
Some people think it's fun to drive drunk, but that's unacceptable.
Be smart. If you drink,
don't drive.
Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
Love us on radio, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. We are KLAV 1230 AM.
You're listening to KLAV Las Vegas.